Every week, the Northwest University Student Counseling and Development chats to you about the things that really matter. This week, it's all about motivation. Now, let's start. What is motivation? Motivation is the reason for somebody's actions and decisions. Self-motivation is a personal reason for a person to do something. This is called intrinsic motivation. Someone who is not so strongly self-motivated needs others to motivate them to do what needs to be done. This is called extrinsic motivation. Motivation is what drives you to achieve something. A self-motivated person doesn't need to be motivated by other people. In other words, you can create your own motivation by acting in a certain way or attempting a certain task. Now, how can you increase intrinsic motivation? Remember, this is when you engage in behavior because it's personally rewarding, not for an external reward. How about challenging yourself when setting goals? A goal should be challenging, but not necessarily certain of obtaining. If you're sure you're going to achieve it, it might be too easy and not challenging enough to motivate you. Be curious. When something grabs your attention, you usually want to learn more about it. Exert control over yourself and your environment. Decide what you want to pursue. Cooperate and compete with others. Helping people and comparing your own performance favorably to others in similar situations brings satisfaction, which increases motivation. Finally, recognition by others can increase internal motivation. Okay, I've said motivation about a million times, but so what? It's important to stay motivated to perform well at work or in class, to stay positive when you're feeling overwhelmed with work or assignments. It helps manage stress levels or apply coping mechanisms easier, and it helps you to stay healthy. Now, what about rewards? Motivation generally tends to be driven by either the attainment of pleasure or the avoidance of pain. Now, both of these are very strong motivators, and both can bring about different types of rewards. Humans are complex beings, and we actually tend to be more motivated by the avoidance of pain or punishment than we are by the attainment of pleasure. The attainment of pleasure is receiving or experiencing something that brings you pleasure once your goal has been reached. For example, studying hard and getting 90% for a test, or committing to studying a certain number of hours and rewarding yourself with a relaxing bath afterwards. You can even involve your friends by getting them to buy you a bottle of wine if you achieve that 90%. Now that's motivation. When it comes to avoidance of pain, now here there is usually a negative consequence to not meeting your goal. For example, not spending enough time on your studies would cause you to have to redo an entire module next year. Or, not rinsing out your coffee mug right now might mean having to wash all the dishes later. Not tidying up the flat now might lead you to having to massage your flatmate's stinky feet because they have to do it on their own. You are driven or motivated to act in a certain way so that you may avoid an unpleasant result. Incentives are an external goal that has the capacity to motivate your behavior. In other words, an incentive contributes to working towards your goal. Rewards are more short-term and is something you earn after the goal is achieved. For example, a night out, a chocolate, something you want to spoil yourself with. Now, both can work well to increase motivation. So, what now? It's easy. Motivate yourself. Think of a few rewards you would enjoy when you achieve your goals. Think of a few incentives that would motivate you to reach your goal. Write down your goals with the incentives and rewards so that you can see every day. Then you have a visual reminder of what you are aiming to achieve. Speak to people in the same course who you think are generally well motivated. Ask them what they do to stay motivated. Who knows, you might get ideas. Get an accountability partner who will hold you to your commitments. They can also help you by giving the rewards you've earned, as well as the punishments if you've not met your goals. Research motivational topics and inspirational talks to help to get you started. There are so many videos on YouTube, for example, TED Talks, that you can search to help you get motivated. Now, motivation relies on clear guidelines and goals. When it comes to goal setting, remember, it needs to be specific. What exactly do you want to do? It needs to be measurable. How will you track your progress? It needs to be achievable. Is this realistic for you? It needs to be relevant. Why does this matter to you? And it needs to be time-bound. When will you complete this goal? Writing down clear goals and making use of practical systems like to-do lists will make it easier to stay on top of your goals. You will be able to see whether you are on track or whether you need to pay special attention to specific tasks. Being able to visibly see what you have achieved helps motivate you to reach your next goal. If you struggle to stay motivated, begin small. And as you complete tasks and short-term goals, you can start to focus on the bigger things. But the secret of getting ahead is getting started. So step one is always start.